A Philadelphia man convicted of committing two murders 30 years ago was scheduled to die by lethal injection today. But Governor Wolf has halted the use of the death penalty, calling the practice flawed. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, Philadelphia prosecutors are fighting to reinstate capital punishment to close out decades-long cases.
In 1984, Terry Williams, then a college freshman, killed two men within 5 months. He was convicted of murder in both cases. Since then, Williams has been on death row as his attorneys have successfully delayed his execution. They've argued that the victims, two older men, sexually abused Williams. With Governor Wolf's recent moratorium on the death penalty, Williams' lethal injection date has been extended yet again. Now, though, the city district attorney's office is taking the Wolf administration to Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
We often see in movies at the last few hours, the governor will pick up the red phone and he will call the execution room and stay the execution. In Pennsylvania, the governor does not have those powers.
That's DA spokesman Cameron Klein. He says the moratorium is unconstitutional. Pennsylvania's high court will dig into the issue in the coming months. The last capital punishment in Pennsylvania was in 1999, when killer Gary Heidnik was executed by lethal injection. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.